Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning and welcome to Local Focus here on your community radio station, WTZQ. This morning, our guest on Local Focus is Jim Kilpatrick with the Bandit Flight Team. These guys are going to do a flyover here on Labor Day, right here in Hendersonville in Henderson County. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about that flyover here in just a moment. But first, tell us a little bit about this Bandit Flight Team, flying for the flag. Tell us about you guys.
Yeah, I'm glad to, Mark. Bandit Flight Team's been around now about 10 years. We're out of the Raleigh, North Carolina area. We are a North Carolina nonprofit, and our mission and goal is to salute our military men and women. We normally do that with the National Anthem Flyover at sporting events, and then we do a lot of other civic events, and we do of course, naturally a lot of military events. And we generally fly about 50 events a year.
Wow.
And what it is, if football fan, we do all the NC State football games. We have for about 6 years. We do some Carolina Panther games, NASCAR events in Bristol and up in Martinsville and Richmond, Charlotte. Those are the bigger ones. But flying to the national anthem is what we do. And we're just excited to come up here and fly for Hendersonville.
I was going to ask, how is it you got connected with us at Hendersonville for Labor Day for this flyover?
Well, that's an easy one, Mark, because my wife and I both grew up in Hendersonville. We went to Hendersonville High School, and we know the Apple Festival and how important that event is. And we actually, we're out of the Raleigh area, as I said, but we have a home here in Hendersonville, summer home. We listen to your radio station. And so I said, you know, I told my wife, we really got to work this out and come up and do the Apple Festival. It's just such a big event. So contacted the Apple Festival people, and that's how we were actually supposed to come fly for the Apple Festival. And obviously that was canceled. A lot of our events are canceled. And I said, well, come on, we'll come up. We're going to do the Apple Festival parade from the sky. So we'll do a little parade down Main Street, try to add some festivities to that on Monday, Labor Day.
That's fantastic. So what time do we expect your flyover?
Okay, you can count on it. We are down to the second. We try to be at the national anthem and have about a 4-second window. So
wow.
Look for us at 12:30 coming down Main Street. We're going to come right from Mass General Store down Main Street toward the courthouse. We'll have a flight of 6 aircraft, smoke and noise. We'll come right down Main Street. Then after we do that, we're going to make a teardrop. We'll come back the opposite direction down Main Street again, but toward the end do what's called a Thunderbird bomb burst. Airplanes will go every direction. Then we split off in single ship, and we will circle downtown Hendersonville with smoke and 6 airplanes and make it a little bit of festivity. So it should be what I'm hoping is that people come downtown and visit with the merchants and restaurants and just come down to have a good time, watch the flyover, and spend a little time downtown Hendersonville.
Jim, I cannot tell you how excited I am to see this. I am really, really looking forward to this.
Well, I hope we can live up to it. It's a lot of fun for us. And we've got to thank the people at Triangle Stop because they are sponsoring this flyover. So that's very important. So we want to say thank you to them.
Fantastic. And they're certainly great, great community members here. So tell us a little bit about some of the planes we're going to see in this flyover.
Well, they're all what we call sport aircraft. They're all aerobatic, although we don't do aerobatic flights. You can't do that over crowds. So the aircraft are, but they completely do whatever, the aerobatics, but they have open cockpit and they have smoke systems. So that's one of the requirements we have. They're also pretty colorfully painted, which you'll see from the ground, and different paint jobs. They really do put a nice presence up there. Our team has grown over the years, and we actually have 10 aircraft. We have a couple of Russian trainer yaks in there, and they've grown. We have 10 airplanes, but we fly with only 6, so that fills up our formation. And so we do that because as many events as we fly, this is a volunteer position for all our pilots.
Yeah.
They donate all their time and aircraft, so we have to have some time off for some of them.
Wow. Yeah. Again, just really, really looking forward to it. I got to ask you a question that sounds like a difficult thing. It's probably you're probably going to think this is a silly question, but you know, 12:30 on Main Street. How difficult is it to time? I've wondered this about flyovers all my life. How difficult is it to say we're going to be over Main Street at 12:30 on the dot? How difficult is it to time that?
I like to use the analogy of a duck. You know, on the water, on the top, it looks nice and smooth. And down at the bottom, it just, things are going like crazy. So actually, this one's a little easier because it's based on time. When we do a sporting event, we have to have the time of the national anthem.
Yeah.
But we have to do about 3 or 4 hours of planning. We have to get our coordinates down on GPS and this. And then, of course, there when we're doing a normal event like that, we have to have a ground coordinator because these people think that they start 10 or 15 seconds late, that's real accurate. Well, that's not for us. If we're 15 seconds early or late, it's not good. We've got to be on time. So he will then change the time, the flyover time, right in the middle of it when the flight lead's got a flight of six and he's going at 120 miles an hour. He's got to make adjustments and get his time equal to the time on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's really not. It's fairly difficult. It does take a lot of planning. And we, as an example, we're about at the Asheville Airport, and we'll brief an hour and a half before this flyover. So to get it all set. So everybody knows what we're doing.
Well, that's a really great answer to my question. And I'm happy that it's as difficult as I've always thought that it was. I was hoping you were going to say, oh, Mark, that's the easy part.
Oh, no, I wish it was. It is probably, we laugh and joke about it, saying, I wish everybody get their times out here, but it's not. But we've worked it out over the years. And we've had specific procedures that we do. And as I said, we have six aircraft. All my pilots have commercial pilot's license, and they have formation cards from the FAA. So they are highly qualified. Everybody has a responsibility in the position. We're flying 3 feet from each other's wingtip.
Wow!
So you got to have a lot of trust, and you got to know what everybody knows what we're doing. So that's what we do. And so it's taken us years to work it out, but we're looking forward to it. You can check our time in next week and right at 12:30 coming down Main Street.
Wow. It's going to be an awesome show, and I can't wait. I want to remind folks, we're talking with Jim Kilpatrick with the Bandit Flight Team flying for the flag. Jim, how do we as the public find out more about you guys?
You can go to our website, banditflightteam.com. It has a lot of pictures, videos, and that kind of stuff. It's really good. So, and by the way, one thing people, they don't understand that Bandit, how did you get the name Bandit?
I was going to ask that.
Well, you'd have to be my age, maybe, to remember World War II. They used to have all the videos, and they would see unidentified aircrafts out in front of us, and they said, there's bandits at 12 o'clock. The bandit's an aviation term for an unidentified aircraft. So we just picked that up because you look up in the sky and you see unidentified aircraft, it's the bandits.
Well, we're looking forward to looking up at the sky this coming Monday on Labor Day at 12:30 and see the bandits, the Bandit Flight Team, flying for the flag. Jim, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I cannot wait to see the show, and we really appreciate you guys bringing your talents and your hard work to Hendersonville. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Enjoyed being on your show. I listen to it when I'm up here in Hendersonville, so it's nice being on your show.
Well, we appreciate it. Hey, do me a favor. Let's not make this the last time, okay?
I'm with you. We won't.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Once again, Jim Kilpatrick with the Bandit Flight Team flying for the flag. Don't miss that this coming Monday, 12:30 on the dot. They'll be flying over Main Street and doing some of their formations and the smoke. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be hair-raising. It's going to be spine-tingling, and I can't wait. We're very lucky to have those guys. The Bandit Flight Team flying for the flag, and they're going to do it right here in Hendersonville over Main Street this coming Monday on Labor Day at 12:30. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.